All right, I'm going to need your help with something. I'm going to give your section, middle section, I'm going to give you a part. First of all, I want to know, are you excited to be here today? Good, good. Hey, sides, I'm going to give you a part. You're going to help me out with a story. Sides, are you excited to be here today? Fantastic. Now, let me tell you your parts. Middle section right here, you're going to have some sound effects. So right here in the middle section, your sound effects is the sound of waves. Okay, take your hands like this right here and go spoosh, spoosh. Now, they're going to start out real gentle, just spoosh, spoosh. They're going to get heavier, spoosh, and heavier, spoosh, and heavier, spoosh. And now be careful now, because some of you guys are going, and I see spit. In fact, I saw one of you guys just stop and you went and you wiped your face. Okay, now be careful. We don't want spit flying, but we do want some heavy, powerful waves. Now on the sides, this side, hey, this side, are y'all excited? And on this side, are y'all excited? You guys, your sound effect that side and this side is going to be wind. Okay, now it's going to start out real gentle wind. Y'all go ahead, make some gentle wind. Oh, okay, now wait. Some of you guys go, ooh. Okay, it's like, ah. Okay, wait, that's the weirdest wind I've ever heard in my life. Okay, start out real gentle, just, and it's going to get heavier, and heavier. Good, good, good. Now, the fifth grade girls back here, fifth grade girls, raise your hand. Raise your hand right there. Look at all these beautiful, incredible fifth grade girls right here. They have been saying, can you use us as volunteers? And I'm not going to right now, but I want to tell them, since they are our fifth grade ladies. Ladies, it's important while you're going. Like, make wind. Let everybody look at you right here. Just, yeah, make wind. Come on. Okay, while we're doing this, it's important that you make wind. You don't break wind. Okay, extremely important, fifth grade ladies. All right, so let's practice right here in the middle. Let's hear the waves. Here we go. And on the sides, the wind. Come on, wind. Now take your hands, put them right here. Do your fingers like this right here. And then it's going to get heavier and heavier. Both hands. Fantastic. Now what is this right here? What is this? That's right. It's rain. Okay, good. Fantastic. Now you've got another sound effect right over here. When I say splash, the sides are going to make a splash sound. Here we go. One, two, three, splash. Good, good. And right here in the middle, when I say swallow, I want you guys right here in the middle to make a swallow sound. One, two, three. Okay, yes, not swallow like the bird. Not tweet, 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 tweet. Okay, but like gulp, okay? Splash, psh, swallow. Good. Now there's another sound effect. Take your hand like this right here. Everybody go gulp, 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 gulp. All right, fantastic. There's one more. Oh, two more. Anytime I say thunder, I want you to make everybody the sound like thunder. Here we go. Thunder. Good, good, that was good. Although some of you went, boom, boom. I've never seen thunder. Wow, that was a loud boom, thunder. All right, on the count of three, do thunder. One, two, three. Now there's more booms. Okay, now on the count of three, I want you to make a sound like lightning. One, two, three. Okay, now hold on, wait a minute. Hold on, everybody say, why? Because lightning doesn't make a sound. Okay, lightning is silent. It's the thunder, but it's bright. So when I say thunder, I want you to go. And when I say lightning, since it's bright, I want you, when I say thunder, you go. And lightning, because it's bright, I want you to do this. I want you to go. Okay, try that. Here we go. Thunder and lightning. Good, fantastic. There's one more. Anytime I say Jonah, I want you to say, go, Jonah. Here we go. Jonah. Okay, let's try that again. Jonah. Middle section, Jonah. Sides, Jonah. That's right. This is the story of Jonah. Go, Jonah. Oh, let's try it. Jonah. And Jonah. Go, Jonah. He was a godly man, and he wanted to follow God, and he wanted to serve God. But one day, God told him to do something kind of hard, and this is what God said. God said, Jonah. He said, Jonah. He said, I want you to go to your worst, biggest, baddest enemies, and I want you to tell them if they don't stop doing their bad things, I'm going to destroy them. And Jonah, go Jonah, he thought it would be kind of cool if his worst enemies got wiped off of the face of the planet. And so Jonah, go Jonah, instead of going this way, the way God told him to go, Jonah, go, Jonah. He went the other way. And the Bible says he went down to a place called Joppa. And at Joppa, he hoppa on a boat. And the boat set sail. And he's on the boat. And he's sailing along. And they get further out and further out. And suddenly, there's this gentle wind. And these gentle waves. And gentle rain. And then suddenly, the waves get louder. Come on, waves. The wind gets louder. The rain gets louder. There's thunder and lightning. And the boat's going back and forth and back and forth. And Jonah, does anybody know what he was doing in the middle of this storm? Well, I'm looking for somebody right here. Do you remember what he was doing? What was he doing, Rachel?
Sleeping.
He was asleep in the bottom of the boat. And while he's asleep, there's wind. Come on, wind. Come on, wind. Come on, waves. There's rain. Come on, rain. And there's thunder and lightning. And the boat's going back and forth and back and forth. And Jonah, the captain, comes down to him. And he says, we're going to die. And Jonah, go, Jonah. He knew why that storm was there. You see, God had sent that storm to stop him because he was going the wrong way. God said, go this way. Jonah, go, Jonah. Jonah, he went the opposite direction. And he knew God sent that storm to stop him. But it was bad. And they didn't know what to do. But Jonah had an idea. This is what he said. He said, if you throw me over, it'll stop. But the sailors didn't want to do it. But it was the worst storm they'd ever seen because the wind, come on, wind. Come on, wind. Come on, waves. Come on, rain. Thunder and lightning. And the boat's going back and forth. And they finally took Jonah. Go, Jonah. They took him and they threw him overboard. And there was a splash. And he sank down. And God sent this big fish to, ready, middle section? To swallow Jonah. Go, Jonah. Now, I want somebody to be entirely honest with me. If you were swallowed by a big fish and you were in the belly of a big fish, what would you do? Okay, somebody here, right here. What would you do if you were swallowed by a fish?
Scream.
She would scream. So on the inside, she'd be going, and on the outside, she'd be going, because nobody can hear her. She's on the inside of a fish, all right? Somebody else, somebody on this side over here, what would you do if you got swallowed by a fish? I might do the exact same thing. Okay, think about it. What would you do?
I would pray for God to help me.
Okay, now Cammie says, she said, I would pray that God would help me. The first thing I would do, you know what? Everybody say, what? I think the first thing I would do is throw up because they smell bad on the outside. The second thing, I would do what Cammie would do. I would pray and I would ask God to help me. And Jonah, go, Jonah. All right, middle section. Let's see how loud you can be. Jonah. And side section. Jonah. He prayed, and he basically said, God, I went the wrong way. I want to turn around. The Bible calls that repentance, and I need a volunteer. Let me see. Need a volunteer. Let's see. I'm looking right here. Right here. Come on up here. I'm going to show you what repentance is, all right? Now, right here, this is repentance. You're going one way. You're going the wrong way. And suddenly, you turn around. That's repentance. That's what Jonah did. He was going the wrong way. I feel like I'm a train now. He was going the wrong way. And in the belly of that fish, he said, whoa, God, you're right. I'm going the wrong way. I'm going to turn around. And God, I'll do what you want me to do. Good job. Give him a hand. And Jonah, he said, God, I'll do what you want me to do. So here we go. Put your hand in your stomach. Remember that noise a moment ago? That fish started getting a stomach ache. God pulled him right up, parked him right next to the shore. And sound effect, here we go. On the count of three, I want you to show me what it sounded like. Here we go. On the count of three, one, two, three. Out came Jonah. Go, Jonah. Now, I want you to picture him. He's been in the belly of a fish for 3 days and three nights. Do you know what that means? Digestive juices have probably bleached him white. His hair is eaten off. He has no eyebrows. Probably has a minnow out his nose, seaweed out his ear. And he did exactly what God told him to do. And he went to his worst enemies and said, God's going to destroy you if you don't turn around, repent, stop doing your bad stuff. And you know what that whole city of thousands and thousands of people did? Everybody say, what'd they do? They stopped doing their bad stuff and they turned to follow God. Because Jonah, middle section, Jonah, side sections, Jonah, because he was willing to do what God told him to do.